The business news starts with restructuring at Ford. Ford is set to announce a major plan today, optimistically called the Way Forward. The plan is expected to include job cuts and plant closings. Ford is still profitable overall, but it's been losing money in its most important market, North America, and many people are eager to see whether Ford's plan will be enough to change that. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The situation at Ford is dire. The automaker's North American car and truck business lost more than $1 billion in the first 9 months of last year. Ford has been ceding U.S. market share for around a decade. In an interview conducted this month at the International Auto Show in Detroit, Mark Fields, president of Ford's North American operations and the architect of Ford's latest restructuring effort, acknowledged the automaker is in a difficult spot.
It's a very competitive marketplace out there. We have to really ratchet up the sense of urgency and accelerate a lot of the actions, both on the product side and the cost side and the marketing side, to get the share stabilized and ultimately growing.
Industry observers expect when the dust has settled following Ford's restructuring announcement, the end result will be a smaller company, both in terms of people and plants. How small remains the question.
I would think we'd be talking in the range of about 15%.
Global Insight analyst Catherine Madden is talking about how much smaller Ford will be in terms of employees. But according to some who claim knowledge of the plan, her estimate may be on the low side. There are estimates that over the next 4 to 5 years, Ford will eliminate 25,000 jobs, or 20% of its North American workforce. That's on top of 4,000 salary jobs the automaker has already said it will cut. Madden has also identified nearly half a dozen North American assembly plants she thinks are likely to be shut down over the next several years. That includes a plant, she says, was spared in Ford's last big round of cutbacks.
In 2002, as part of a restructuring program, the closure of St. Louis had been announced. It had only received a reprieve after the town that the facility is located in went to Ford and negotiated some conditions to keep the facility open. It's only operating on one shift right now, and it likely could be eliminated.
Other facilities Madden believes will be closed include a plant in Atlanta, a truck plant in the Twin Cities region, and plants in Mexico and Canada. Altogether, over a quarter of Ford's entire North American assembly operations. David Cole is with the Center for Automotive Research. Speaking at the Detroit Auto Show recently, he said for Ford and GM, the need to bring production in line with demand while dealing with rising health care costs leaves the automaker with few options.
The big three have roughly a $2,000 to $2,500 cost penalty vis-a-vis the internationals that are building cars right here. That played out over time is absolutely fatal. And so what we're witnessing now is a period of dramatic change.
And that specter of dramatic change hung over both GM and Ford at this year's auto show. Ford's Mark Fields acknowledged the playing field has shifted and that the entire automotive industry is being reshaped by global competition.
The days of the big three are gone. We have to think about this business here in North America as the up-for-grabs big six. That helps change your mindset wonderfully.
Along with the expected announcements today about job losses and plant closings at Ford, there are anticipated changes in the company's model lineup. Many analysts believe Ford's Freestar and Monterey model minivans are on the chopping block. Jack Speer, NPR News.